You're going about your day, and then you ask your child to do something pretty simple, but instead of a sure, you hear, oh, why are you asking me, or no, or I don't have time, or you do it. Ooh, that can really sting as a parent, and I'm just saying I had a friend who told me about those kinds of things. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta. He's in charge of our parenting and youth department here at Focus on the Family, and Jim Daly and I talked to author and parenting coach Mike Berry, who shared some important lessons he's learned through the ups and downs of being a dad.
Mike, welcome back to Focus on the Family.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
You know, you and your wife, Kristen, you've adopted 8 kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've learned, and Gene and I have been involved in the foster care effort here at Focus, Wait No More, which is a tremendous effort. Dr. Sharon Ford heads that up here. But one of the things that I learned, especially through the late Dr. Karen Purvis, is how much those of us who have our natural born children, how much these models apply to us as well. Foster parenting and adoption and the things that you learn through that process, or maybe they have greater intensity, but they're applicable to all parenting skills, right?
Absolutely. I would say what I've learned as an adoptive parent and a parent who has discovered a new approach to parenting through what we would call trust-based relational intervention parenting, that's Karen Purvis's model, when we hear from parents all the time, whether they're biological parents, foster parents, adoptive parents, who say these concepts revolutionized my parenting because I learned that this child's behavior is not, it comes from a bigger place, a deeper place, which is their trauma history. So
just let me ask you observationally, because a lot of parents come to you for coaching. You're a parenting coach, which I think is amazing. We need many more of you. And Focus tries to do that as well with all the resources that we have here and counselors. But this idea that, you know, it's about behavior that we, especially we in the Christian community, we concentrate heavily on behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the report card. If you're behaving properly, then we've done a good job. But man, there is so much more and so many deeper and important things aside from the behavior. The behavior is nice because if you have a well-behaved child, you're not embarrassed. It feels good.
Right.
I am a good parent. Look at me. I get an A plus. Look how my kid says please and thank you.
Right.
Or whatever it might be. Yeah. But speak to that issue between the heart and the behavioral outputs and what we need to concentrate on as a parent.
You know, the thing that I have realized personally as a parent is that, and also through sitting at the feet of world-renowned medical, therapeutic, child psychology experts, is that behaviors are an indicator of something greater. All behavior, all human behavior has an origin.
So it's symptomatic.
Right. Yeah. So it's not like if I wake up in the morning and I feel happy that it just comes out of nowhere. You know, it doesn't just appear out of thin air. There's a reason why I'm happy. There's a reason why I'm regulated. Same thing with anger, with frustration. All of it is an indicator of something bigger. And I think that one of the things that we struggle with as parents is that we look at the behavior and we think, well, this is just a bad kid who wants to ruin my day or who wants to just behave badly. This is just a front. This is an indicator of something greater that's going on. And if we can shift our approach and stop targeting the behavior, but start asking bigger questions on what's going on behind the behavior, it allows us to respond differently and respond with compassion. And we talk about winning the heart of our children. When we can harness that response and change our response, that's when you begin connecting with the heart.
Well, Danny, you've been a counselor for a super long time. Not to make you sound old, but as long as I've known you. You've faced all of these kinds of things that Mike has talked about. I mean, kids don't always reveal the reason behind their behaviors, but if we dig, we can find that out. I mean, this is your job as a counselor to some degree, right?
Right. It's to fish for those things, right? Yeah. To dig in. I've had some teens say, do you read minds?
No, I've got,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I wish I could. Sometimes I wish I could. Sometimes not so much. But really, I remember a story of, and this has happened actually frequently, where a child is acting out. The parent says, what is going on? What's happening? What did I do? Mm-hmm. And they're taking it personally and reacting to that behavior when in fact the child is lonely, they're being bullied at school, they're isolated, they're stressed out with so many demands and issues with friends. And sometimes in blow-ups, they'll say, okay, so this friend did this, this friend did that, I just broke up with my girlfriend, and they spit
unload.
It all out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This is everything. And then you told me to make my bed, and I didn't do it.
That was the tripwire. That was the trigger. That was the thing that pushed them over the point.
Right. They feel like they're not understood. They're not known. And the important part there for a parent is to ask the question, help me know your world. Help me to see what's going on. Apparently, something's spilling out here.
Yeah.
And I'm getting spilled on, and it doesn't seem to make sense here. Some other things are happening here. I really want to hear about that. Because this is not personal, and I know it. You're struggling, or you're wrestling with something, or I'm concerned about you. Use that language of compassion and bridging so that you don't
trigger.
Be safe.
This is something you've addressed previously that I've learned almost too late, but not really. Be a safe place for that child to say, well, actually, this is what's happening.
Well, and one illustration or one analogy you can use is, hey, you just threw up on me. I got a whole splatter full of throw up.
That's a very visual
You ate something
emotionally
somewhere outside of the home, and it's festered in there, and you just threw up on me.
Hmm.
Tell me what's happened.
Wow.
And that just helps a child know, oh, really? And you're going, yeah, I'm just kind of cleaning up. And you can wipe your face, wipe your heart, say, I'm just cleaning up because you just threw up. Those analogies are helpful for teens to stop and realize, hey, yeah, there is something going on, and I can relate and potentially open up. But be patient.
I appreciate that so much. Just last night, I was talking to one of my kids. They're all adults now, but it was a pretty casual conversation. And I said, is there anything else to know? And this child said, actually, one more thing. And that was the nugget that I didn't realize. There was some bullying going on. And so this child is making some behavioral choices to avoid that situation. And I'm thinking, no, let's work this through. Let me help you figure this out, because it's not worth the angst you're feeling in that circumstance. And I think I could only do that, Danny, because we've talked so much over the years, and I've learned to empathize. When there's a behavior, it's not the behavior, it's a symptom.
That's great, John. You know, I think a great question to add to that is, what is it that you're looking for? Because I want to look for that with you.
Yes, yeah.
What were you looking for?
I said, do you want my help with this? And they said, no, I don't think so. It's like, well, I think you need my help, but okay, you're an adult. I'll let you figure this out. Well, as you can tell, parenting is, it's not a straight line. It's very windy and a very precipitous road at times. But here at Focus on the Family, we're committed to you as a mom or a dad to make the best of it and to be the best parent you can, regardless of your child's behaviors. Sometimes you just need some tips, and we've got lots of great resources for you at our website. We're going to put some links in there in the show notes for you, particularly for Mike Berry's book, Winning the Heart of Your Child. If you can, please donate to the Ministry of Focus on the Family today so we can keep what I call drip irrigating parents. We're here day in, day out with these podcasts, with radio programs, with a rich website, with all sorts of downloadable resources. Lots of great stuff here to help you stay on the right course. Donate today to help us keep doing that. And we'll say thank you for joining the support team, either a monthly pledge or a one-time gift of any amount, by sending a copy of Mike Berry's book, Winning the Heart of Your Child. And when you're on our website, be sure to take our free online parenting assessment, because behavior is just one of the things it addresses in your parenting journey. Again, that's free. It's on the website, and we'll link over in the show notes. More from Mike Berry next time about building a healthy relationship with your child. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Teach your kids digital boundaries. Author Jonathan McKee brings over 20 years of working with teens and how they interact online to his new book, Parenting Generation Screen. In it, you'll see the importance of setting practical screen limits, when's the best age to get your kid a phone, and how to engage in meaningful conversations with your kids about what they experience online. Learn more about Parenting Generation Screen at focusonthefamily.com/store. That's focusonthefamily.com/store.